wonder if God got a plan for everyone. I wonder if I could take a second run. 'Cause I carry on getting sad and getting stuck. What I wouldn't give for a life that doesn't suck. I'm a moving target.
Welcome back. Welcome to another episode of the S3 Podcast, episode 47. Today's episode, we will be discussing and trying to spread awareness of two missing teenagers. I will obviously put links down below to other YouTubers who are covering this as well. But before I get right into it, I just want to say that do follow us over on Instagram at S3podcast_, where I post updates on potential podcast episodes and that sort of stuff. Also, the information I found was from the NBC website, so it won't be as in depth as maybe other people on YouTube or podcasts will go into, but hopefully, you know, we can spread enough awareness so hopefully these missing teenagers can be found safe. Also, this will be going up as a bonus episode to get it out there so that more people can know about it. This won't disrupt the normal schedule, but this is just a bonus that's going up as, you know, a word of mouth kind of thing. So yeah, without further ado, let's get right into it. So for Jessica Nunez, the last 6 months have been a nightmare. Her teenage daughter, Alicia Navarro, disappeared from their home in Glendale, Arizona on September 15th, 2019. Now, as the coronavirus spreads at a rapid pace across the world, Jessica said she's even more terrified for her daughter's safety. We just need to find her, and I need to know that she is safe, Jessica said tearfully. My girl is out there alone without me and now this virus. It's horrible. I just need her back. Jessica said she especially worried because her daughter is on the autism spectrum and is known to be shy or anxious in some social situations. She takes medicine and has a compromised immune system. Jessica is worried Alicia's anxiety will also overwhelm her with the current situation. It's just very worrisome, Jessica said. I've worried about her for 6 months, and now this is almost too much. And as someone who has a friend on the autism, I can very well understand all of the grief and worries that this lady is going through. And again, like I say, I hope that with enough awareness and with enough people, you know, if they have any information, which I'll link where you can ring if in case you may have seen this girl later on. But yeah, it's just, it must be awful for the family. In the very early hours of September 15th, 2019, Jessica saw her daughter for the last time. It was around 1 a.m. and Jessica was waiting for her husband to get off work. Alicia came down for a glass of water and then returned to her room. She was really big into gaming, Jessica said. She would stay up later playing games online and talking to friends. I didn't think anything of it. Seemed safe to me. Later that same morning, around 7 a.m, Jessica made breakfast for her husband and her two youngest children, Alicia's younger brother and sister. Alicia was not up yet. That's when Jessica noticed the back door was open. When she checked the backyard, she discovered several chairs next to a wall at the edge of the backyard. Jessica had a sinking feeling that Alicia used them to jump over the wall. She checked her daughter's bedroom. Alicia was gone. A short time later, Jessica found a note on Alicia's desk that read, "I ran away, I will be back. I swear, I'm sorry." Alicia's laptop was also gone, but the chargers were left behind in her room. Jessica told Dateline this was out of character for Alicia and immediately called the police. She told Dateline she was extremely worried but assumed the teen would be back in a few days. "We're past the 6 month mark now," Jessica said. "Where is she?" Alicia isn't a high demand girl, according to her mother. She likes to wear the same clothes and same shoes over and over, which her mother says is because of her autism. Yeah, people who have autism do like a routine of wearing the same things or doing the exact same hobby over and over again. She only wore sweatshirts in Arizona. Despite the harsh heat, Alicia wasn't fond of being out in public, much or for very long. She did, however, like going to McDonald's, where her mother said she'd been eating chicken nuggets for years. Yeah, that must be a favourite. She had just started the school year at Brigade Catholic High School, and her anxiety had peaked for several days. But Jessica said her daughter never expressed being unhappy at home. She's a sweet girl and loves her family, and she loves to read and play video games. Jessica said, adding that the online gaming may have led to her disappearance. Jessica told Dateline she fears an online predator from one of Alicia's games may have lured her away. Sorry about that. "I just feel like she's in danger. She would have never been gone this long, not without getting in touch with me." Jessica said, "Someone has her and I'm so worried." Jessica said her first goal is to find her daughter, and her second goal is to warn parents about monitoring their children's social media and online activity. "It could be the difference in life or death for your child," Jessica said. "Please monitor everything they do. I don't want anyone to go through the same nightmare I'm going through." The Glendale Police Department told Dateline it is not known at this time if Alicia was lured away or if she left on her own, but they are continuing to search for her and said they could use the public's help for new information. Detectives have been working diligently on bringing Alicia home safely and as quickly as possible. Glendale Police Sergeant Randy Stewart told Dateline she had no known means of providing for herself, which means she would need to rely on others and on the street. That can be very dangerous. Both family and police have pointed out that Alicia may appear younger due to her small stature and her autism. The longer Alicia is away from home, the more at risk of exploitation she is due to her age, stature and autism, Stewart added. The Glendale Police Department is now working with the FBI and the Center for Missing and Exploited Children on the case. A silver alert has been issued in Arizona and police continue to follow all leads and tips as they come in. A Facebook page called Finding Alicia Navarro has been created for anyone wanting to discuss the case to or provide information that may lead to her whereabouts. "I still have hope that my Alicia will be found," Jessica said. "It's hard, so hard, but I always have to have that hope. And if anyone has seen her, I beg you to let someone know. I just hope this nightmare will be over soon." Alicia, who turned 15 on September 20th, 2019, has brown eyes, brown hair, and braces. She is 4'5" and weighs 95 pounds. She may be wearing a sweatshirt, a whitewashed denim overall skirt, and black and white Vans type sneakers, and carrying a silver Apple MacBook Pro laptop. If you have any information on Alicia's whereabouts, call Glendale Police at 623-930-3000. Glendale Police at 623-930-3000. continued for Aaliyah Ramirez, a 14-year-old girl from Syracuse, Indiana, who disappeared on her way to the bus stop on April 27th, 2021. She never made it to school and never returned home. Nearly 3 weeks have passed without any sign of the teen, and her family told Dateline they are worried. "I just want my daughter back home." Aaliyah's father, Anthony Ramirez, told Dateline, "I want her found." Video footage from a doorbell camera at the apartment building where she lives with her father and younger sisters captured images of Aaliyah minutes before her disappearance. Another told Dateline, Anthony told Dateline, that everything was fine with his daughter and that he has no reason to think she would have run away. "It was a totally normal day," he said, adding that the night before, Aaliyah had called him in to her room, excited to talk to him about something she had seen in the news regarding a UFC fighter who had been injured just days prior. The next day, she was gone. Anthony, who works as a travelling welder, told Dateline it wasn't until later that afternoon that he got a call that his daughter never showed up at school. There were theories that the 14-year-old was a runaway, but Anthony said he believed someone has taken his daughter. "As a father, I just knew something was wrong," he said. "She's in trouble and we need to get her home safe." The day after Aaliyah went missing, a statewide silver alert was declared by the Syracuse Police Department and remains in effect 3 weeks later. Syracuse dispatcher Michelle Hayden directed Dateline to the latest release on Aaliyah's disappearance, which states that authorities believe the teen to be in danger. Syracuse police officials told NBC affiliate WPTV that Aaliyah may be heading to Marion, Indiana, or Palm Beach County, Florida, where she has family. Her father also believes she may be in Florida and being held against her will. Aaliyah's mother, Ashley Aspey, who lives about 2 hours away in Hartford City, Indiana, told Dateline that their family dynamic is complicated and there have been accusations, but she hopes what she says are upcoming polygraph tests being done by the police will clear up the drama. Ashley recalls the last time she saw her daughter on the Sunday before she went missing. "It was a really good day," she said. "We got pedicures and manicures, went thrifting at Goodwill and went to lunch." Ashley described Aaliyah as being outgoing and silly while at home with people she was comfortable with, but could be shy and quiet around strangers. After being homeschooled for years, Aaliyah began going to public school and had really excelled. Her mother added, getting all A's on her last report card. So, her school life was good. You know, she's doing really well. Her mother did say there were issues that were complicated. But other than that, there were no other signs. When she isn't focused on her schoolwork, the teen spends her time at the dance studio. Her favourite type of dance is contemporary. Her mother said Aaliyah took lessons for years and became serious about it in third or fourth grade. In the weeks following Aaliyah's disappearance, members of the Syracuse community, including dance teachers and fellow dance students, have flooded social media with support in an effort to get the word out. The hashtag #FindAaliyahRamirez has trended on TikTok and other social media platforms as people continue to share her story. "That's what we need to focus on right now." Anthony told Dateline that we need to focus on finding Aaliyah and bringing her home safe. "Then we can deal with those responsible, but I just need her to be found." Her father told Dateline that his daughter spent a lot of her time with dance lessons, but that they also spent time together riding mini bikes and fishing from his bass boat. Our message to her, if she's reading this, is that her family loves her and wants her back home, he said. We just want to make sure she's okay. We miss her. Alia is described as being 5'9 inches tall and weighing about 138 pounds. She has black hair and brown eyes and was last seen wearing a black zip-up jacket, grey and white sweatpants, and a purple Nike backpack. If you have any information on Alia's whereabouts, contact the Syracuse Police Department, 574-267-5667. That's the Syracuse Police Department at 574-267-5667. Any and all information you can provide on both Alicia Navarro and Alia Ramirez would be very helpful. Also, you know, if there's any other information you can find, do please pass it on to those, to both of those numbers. Also, if you hear of any other people covering this, do please share their video and whatnot so that more people can see it. But this will be going up ASAP. A lot earlier than normal, because I want to, you know, get the word out there. So yeah, thank you for joining. I hope you have a great day, great weekend, and until the next one, we'll see you then.
I wonder if God got a plan for everyone. I wonder if I could take a second run. 'Cause I carry on getting sad and getting stuck. What I wouldn't give for a life that doesn't suck. I'm a moving target.